With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. As Californians finalize their holiday shopping budgets, Governor Gavin Newsom is locking in his spending plan that he'll release early next month. But he's been warning the state won't have as much extra money to invest in 2020 as the $21 billion surplus he inherited at his inauguration last January. The legislature's nonpartisan budget analyst, Gabe Pettick, agrees. His office has forecast a $7 billion surplus for the upcoming fiscal year. But Pettick says most of that is one-time money.
The $3 billion ongoing surplus is sort of a starting place. And then to a significant extent, it really depends on the legislature's risk tolerance. And we offer up the idea of limiting themselves to about $1 billion of new spending.
Among the financial risks facing California, another destructive wildfire, a recession, and the Trump administration blocking a new state tax on health insurers. A Newsom-backed $15 billion school bond measure on the March 2020 ballot would also add more than $700 million in debt service every year to future state budgets. The search for a hiker from Irvine who went missing on Mount Baldy last weekend remains suspended after events took a tragic and unexpected turn this weekend. A 32-year-old member of the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department search and rescue team apparently fell to his death Saturday while trying to find the missing 52-year-old hiker. Timothy Staples was a 9-year veteran of the search and rescue team and also taught at Damien High School, an all-male Catholic school in Laverne. The school plans to hold a prayer service today at the high school. Meanwhile, there still has been no sign of 52-year-old Sri Makapati, who went missing from his group on the morning of December 8th. California is likely to produce fewer new homes in 2019 than it did last year, despite a recent uptick in construction. That's according to a recent report from the Construction Industry Research Board. The state saw a 17% jump in new home permits in October compared with a year ago. But overall housing production remains down by about 10% this year, says Dan Dunmoyer of the California Building Industry Association.
The price to deliver for a product, for a home, continues to go up in cost, mostly because of how long it takes us to build and then how many built-in fees from local government are included in each of our products.
Boosting the state's housing supply was one of Governor Gavin Newsom's top campaign promises. Housing advocates estimate that California has a shortage of nearly 1.5 million affordable housing units for its lowest income residents. Millions rely on California's complex system of highways, freeways, and rail lines. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports climate change is already threatening them.
Caltrans recently moved 3 miles of prime beach views from Highway 1 inland near San Luis Obispo. Waves were slowly swallowing the highway. Sea level rise, more extreme fires, drought, and flooding are all in the cards for California when it comes to climate change.
Across the state, we're already working on projects, but we're more in a reactive phase.
Caltrans's Lindsay Hart says the agency is completing 12 climate change vulnerability assessments with help from scientists around the state.
What this is looking at is, in the long term, where are we going to see additional impacts, and where is it going to hit hardest, and where is it going to hit first?
Caltrans wants to alert each part of the state of where to begin by addressing immediate threats from climate change. A second round of what to do type reports could come out as early as next year. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Recent heavy storms in California have wiped out much of the state's abnormally dry conditions. 2 months ago, the U.S. Drought Monitor categorized more than 81% of the state as abnormally dry because of above-normal temperatures and a lack of precipitation 6 weeks into the water year that started October 1st. But heavy rains throughout the state have shrunk the percentage to a sliver along the Oregon-California border. This was the 10th straight year the state was considered abnormally dry since record-keeping began in 1895. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.